Today, the Sunday, May 30th, 2010, today is the auspicious occasion of the meditation retreat at the Tathagata Meditation Center in San Jose. Saraji has been here many times, and also this time, Saraji has the opportunity to meet with the yogis. And Saraji sees many yogis, and Saraji feels satisfied to see many yogis coming here for meditation retreat. These yogis come here because they want the theoretical knowledge as well as the practice, and thus Saraji will help these yogis according to the teachings of the Buddha in the tradition of the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji. And today is the auspicious occasion of this meditation retreat where Saraji will be giving the Dhamma help to these yogis. Every living being has their own nature. The nature of every being is sukha kama. They like to have happiness and well-being. Dukkha patikula, they dislike, they hate suffering. Jivitu kama, they like to live long. They like to live long with families. And amaritu kama, they do not like death. So these are the nature of the beings as taught by the Buddha. Most worldlings like to have happiness and well-being, and they dislike suffering. But they do not understand the cause of suffering. Most of the people do not understand the origin of suffering. They only know that they want to have happiness, well-being. The only way they know of the cause of happiness will be seeking for education, making use of this education in earning a living. And they think that one will be happy by having a good living, having a good earning, health, business, marriage, and so on. But they do not understand that there is the happiness that has a guarantee that excels so many times than these worldly happiness. They do not seek for the happiness that excels many times than the worldly happiness. And thus, they spend life after life with the worldly happiness. And these happiness, not only the human being, but also animals, they seek for these worldly happiness, so there is no difference. One should understand that there is the kind of happiness that excels many times than the worldly happiness. They do not know the cause of suffering. They do not know how to avoid, how to prevent, how to cure, suppress, and uproot the cause of suffering. And for those who are seeking the way in order to uproot these cause of suffering, but some of them do not know the correct way, and they end up in the suffering. And there are a lot of people who do not know the way, the correct way, and thus they are still in suffering. Dukkha patikula, people dislike suffering. And even though in life one wants to stay young, but one grows old. Even though one wants to be healthy, but one has illnesses. And even though one wants to live long, but one dies. And even though one does not like physical and mental suffering, but there is physical and mental suffering. Even though one wants to be free from sorrow, there can be sorrow. So in this way, one cannot do anything of these sufferings. Most of the people dislike suffering, but they do not know where the sufferings come from, and they do not know from where the sufferings originate. And thus, there will be sufferings life after life, and there is no relief from these sufferings. It is said that sakala mita satana vata dukha kilesa mulaka, meaning that 100% of the sufferings of the beings rooted in kilesa defilements. Beings have sufferings because of lust, greed, anger, hatred, aversion, delusion, not knowing the truth. So these sufferings originate from these defilements. And because of these defilements, there will be sufferings. So this is the teaching of the Buddha, that all the sufferings, 100% of sufferings, are rooted in the defilements. Kilesa namete pavati dukkha ayate dukkha hetu buddha, meaning that kilesa defilements lead to suffering and they are the cause of suffering. The defilements burn the person and make the person polluted. At the time that the defilements are arising, they are burning, they are polluting the person, and also they will be the cause of suffering in the future as well, and they lead to bad resultants, and beings suffer. Because of these defilements, people are polluted and there are sufferings. So this is how the Buddha taught. If the person dislikes suffering, the person should understand the cause of suffering, and the person should know how one should avoid, prevent, cure, suppress, and uproot the cause of suffering, and one should seek the correct way to do so. Buddha himself practiced this way. By practicing this way, Buddha himself had extinguished these defilements, and Buddha taught the beings from his own experience. The fire, when the fire breaks out, it burns all the fuel and the surrounding will be burnt. The surrounding will also become hot. And the fire leaves the fuel dirty, polluted, and it leaves charcoal and ash. The moment when the fire is burning, it is hot, and also it makes the fuel charcoal and ash. In the same way, when the fire of lobha, dosa, moha, greed, anger, and delusion burn, at the time these defilements are burning, there will be suffering, and it will also leave both physically and mentally polluted, and especially the mind will be left like charcoal and ash. Because of these fires of raga, dosa, moha, people are encountering suffering. That's why it is necessary to know the correct way to extinguish these fires of raga, dosa, and moha. One should know the correct way how to prevent, how to cure, suppress, and uproot the fires of raga, dosa, and moha. There are three stages of kilesa defilements. Videkama kilesa are the transgressive defilements that manifest in the bodily action and verbal action. The second one, Priyutana kilesa, are the obsessive defilements that manifest in the mind. And the third one is Anusya kilesa, latent, dormant defilements, which will arise anytime they are given the circumstances. In this way, there are three stages of defilements: gross, medium, and refined. Because there are three stages of defilements that should be uprooted, and thus there are three ways of uprooting these defilements: sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom are the ways to uproot the three stages of defilements. Because there are three stages of defilements to be uprooted, there are also three ways to uproot these defilements. The person who really dislikes suffering, the person who really wants happiness, will need to understand the cause of suffering. And the person also needs to know how to prevent, how to cure, suppress, uproot these cause of sufferings. So the way to prevent, cure, suppress, and uproot the cause of suffering is the Satipatthana practice that the yogis are going to practice, or the Satipatthana practice that the yogis have practiced. One should be mindful of every arising object. One should be mindful. One should have the mindfulness as the protection by being mindful at every arising object so that one can prevent, cure, suppress, and uproot the defilements which are the cause of suffering. By practicing, by being mindful of every arising object, by the way of Satipatthana practice, all these problems will be solved. While the yogis are here to practice, what is most important is that they need to listen attentively the instructions how to practice. And according to these instructions, yogis should practice respectfully, diligently, meticulously, cherishingly. So if these two factors are met, then one will extinguish the defilements that have been following throughout the round of existences. In order to extinguish these defilements in every posture, walking, standing, sitting, lying, one needs the two factors. The first one is sadukan manasikara. The first one is sadukan savana. One should listen attentively to these instructions, how to prevent, cure, and suppress and uproot the defilements. And the second one is sadukan manasikara. One should practice in accordance with the instructions. So while practicing, yogis should practice respectfully, meticulously, thoroughly, so that one will be developing sila, samadhi, and panya in order to extinguish these defilements. So the main thing is that one should practice in according with the teachings. The late Venerable Mahasi Sayadawji gave these meditation instructions according to the teachings of the Buddha from both theoretical and practical aspect. And these instructions are translated into English and other languages. While the yogis are listening to these instructions, they should listen attentively, not letting the mind wander elsewhere. And they should practice according to these instructions. And every day for 1 hour, there will be Dhamma talk, and yogis will have the interview sessions where the meditation teacher will make sure that the yogis are practicing correctly and also to solve any difficulties if the yogis have any. So in this way, yogis should accept the instructions as well as the help that the meditation teacher is giving, and yogis should practice according to these instructions and guidance given. And Sayadawji encourages the yogis to practice according to the instructions and guidance so that it will be worthy of coming across the Buddha Sasana as a human being.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.